Continuing our high school sports coverage, we're with Indianola girls basketball head coach Jeff Jansen.
We're here inside the Hy-Vee radio broadcast booth. Head coach Jeff Ebling and coach, 22-point victory. Good bounce back win tonight. Just give us your thoughts on tonight's win.
Oh, it was nice to kind of see it, especially there in the third quarter where they tied it up. They shot the ball extremely well. Some guys that really stepped up for them, you know, hit some big shots for them and tied up the game. And, you know, we've been in that position a little bit quite often here the past couple weeks. And, you know, we kind of finally learned, and today we kind of took that next step of, hey, let's finish them off. We really got some really good looks, got some really good Jackson Fowles hit a big three for us. Jake Graham hit a big three, kind of extended out. So I'm proud of the way they responded, and, you know, it's always good to get a win in a little Hawkeye. And, you know, now we got a week to prepare for, you know, going to be a much improved Newton team. But we're going to enjoy this one this weekend and then get back to work on Monday.
Absolutely. So 44-44 was kind of the mark I scored or I circled. And then what was that message to try and, yeah, put those guys away? We need to kind of go on a run, which you did, especially from, you know, everybody contributed.
Well, it's shot selection, I think, tonight was actually pretty well. There's a couple times we might have, you know, took a rush shot, but, you know, that's basketball sometimes. I mean, it's never ever going to be perfect and clean. But, you know, we had a bunch of guys kind of step up, kind of make plays for each other. You know, a lot of times, even before we broke out of the huddle for the jump ball at the beginning of the game, I said, hey, you know, play for each other. You know, we're trying to, it's got to be five guys, can't be two. First half, we had Wes Naylor and Jackson Faust, you know, step up. Brian Ritchie came out second half, really got us going there in the third quarter, and, you know, kind of helped, you know, relive that. And Jake was solid, and then, you know, Easton and George, you know, you're going to get what, out of them every single night. So it was a good balanced attack, and that makes us even tougher to guard. And you know, we're going to watch film. There's still things we got to clean up, but I was happy for the most part. And like I said, anytime you win, whether it's one or by 50 or whatever, you're always happy. And we'll take this and we'll definitely celebrate on the way home.
Absolutely. And you know, you played two really tough teams in Ames and Pella, went to wire with them. And do you think, you know, the competition of those games really you know, kind of the, you know, maybe the upsetness of, you know, losing those games really affected how they played tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Ames was extremely physical that night. You know, so we had to learn there. Then Pella, you know, we had to expand a lot of energy there on, you know, Tuesday night there, second, third, and fourth quarter to get back into it. And, you know, they hit a couple shots there to get us there. But tonight, you could just kind of tell, you know, we kind of hopefully took that turn. You know, learn from our mistakes, learn from the past, and continue to grow. And I thought we did that tonight. And, you know, like I said, we hit some free throws down the stretch, and I'm really proud of the way the boys played. Coach Norian was sick today, influenza, so, you know, Coach Carlin stepped in, called the defense, did an excellent job there. So, you know, it's always a group effort. It's never one person, and, you know, they know that. We all know that, and Indianola should be proud because these boys played hard tonight for them.
Absolutely. 1 week until your next game at Newton, just obviously another little Hawkeye matchup there. And what do you expect from the Newton Cardinals to bring to the table? And our color commentator, Rob Hawkins, says that's a small, compact gym, and it can get pretty loud there. And what do you expect to see from the Cardinals on Friday night?
Well, they're going to play hard. There's no doubt about that. Coach Carter does a great job there. Caden Klein is going to be back. He was out the first time we played him. And, you know, the first time we played him, it ended up 15, but we thought, you know, we could have played better. We missed some inside shots. We still put up 73 points, which was amazing that night. But, you know, there's a lot of shots we left open where they're right there. And even tonight, we still had a few that, you know, kind of rolled out. So we got to clean that up a little bit, really take advantage of that. But we know it's going to be a tough place to play, but it's also a fun and exciting thing to do. You know, you only get a certain amount of days to do this. And, you know, to go in that gym, we know they're going to be ready. Our guys are definitely going to be ready. They're going to be itching to get back on the floor. So it should be a good time, and hopefully we can walk out of there with another win.
Fantastic, Coach. We appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the win tonight, and enjoy that extra sleep this weekend.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right. That was head coach Jeff Ebling with the Indianola Indians.